Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now I've been let loose again and I'm in Francis Street in the heart of the Liberties, visiting the Two Pups Cafe that, like Cinderella, transforms itself into Notions Wine Bar and Restaurant in the evenings from Tuesday to Saturday. It's an amazing dining experience that has attracted lots of happy customers and a few awards along the way. The dynamic duo behind this place, they're with me now, and a big shout out to Zoe Ewing Evans, a great name, and Kevin Douglas. Now, Kevin, we'll start with you. I know this business originally started out of the back of your camper van, is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, back in 2015, two of us were figuring things out. I'd come back from Australia and we wanted to set up a business, and we had one of those, you know, dreams that, oh, that'd be such a handy number, you know, we'll go to a few festivals, make a few coffees, a few bob, and then we'll hang out with her kids and stuff and have a bit of a party. And yeah, didn't really realise how much of a journey it would be and how much hard work it would be from there. From the day we bought the coffee machine, it was just mental hours for 10 years, no stopping. Even though we had just like one market on the weekend, it was just all go all week to get that ready, you know.
Zoe, when you were on this trip of discovery and looking at great coffee and bakery in Australia and all the other places along the way, was that where the inspiration actually came to what you have here today?
Well, I think some of it was down to our first dates. So we were in Brother Hubbard and Vice Coffee, and the first coffee Kevin had in Brother Hubbard, he was like, oh my god, what is this stuff, it's disgusting, it's gone off. And he went back up and had a chat with the barista, and the barista was like, no, this is specialty coffee, this is roasted slightly differently, it's actually exactly how it's supposed to be. And we went home that night, and later Kevin was like, oh, that disgusting coffee, I really want another one. And so that was that journey where we were like, okay, this is something new, this is something to really get into and really learn about, little knowing that it would become our life then for the next 10 years.
Yeah. So we have the site here in Francis Street. I know there's another site in Fairview, or Clontarf, some people might say. I don't know. We can argue that later. But in terms of what you have now, the 10 years in between, Kevin, you probably learned a lot, but it's evolved nicely.
Absolutely, yeah. We were involved from the get-go. You know, we shared the building first. It was like a small market, and we just had, I think it was about $3,000 to start off with. We got a few scaffold boards and built the bar in there. And as each person sort of moved on, we took over more space and took over more space. But like, you know, my background is plumbing, but I've also been quite handy. We did all the kit outs and kitted out all the kitchen, and you know, there's much wiring and plumbing and everything, and researching all the equipment, along with figuring out how can we make the best food we can, how can we make the best coffee we can. It's been a lot to learn, you know, and we didn't pay ourselves for a good few years. Actually, I went on the back to work scheme back in the day to get myself like £200 a week, and we were just working every year, and every single penny we got, we just put back in, you know. That really led us down to about like last year, we actually ended up buying the buildings here. So we were able to like do this on an absolute shoestring for years and years and years, and bank absolutely every single penny. Everything went back into it, and then we had a few bob there. There was an opportunity to get the building, because it was either get out or buy the place, lads.
So you now have stability, you now have an asset, you now have, you know, something that you can, you know, really count on. It's an investment in that 10 years. So we can ask you about the food journey, and I suppose where it started and where it is now.
So that was a real journey. So when we first started, we were just coffee, and we would buy in our cakes from the cupcake bloke, and we bought our soup from the soup dragon. And then really there was just such a demand there. People were coming in every day and they're like, come on, put some more food on, we need some more food. So Kevin was like, okay, go off and research the best toastie in the world. So I went and researched the best toastie in the world, and we recreated that. We thought it was obviously the best toastie. And then it was still not enough. So this guy Jasper came in and did our first ever menu. The eggs on toast that he came up with miso butter and our own homemade hot sauce are still on the menu, like nine and a half years later. And he did a fantastic job. And that basically launched us. And I remember I was doing a teacher training weekend. I wanted to be a yoga teacher at the time. And we got an Irish Times review. and it was a really positive review. And all of a sudden, it was like we could not catch up with ourselves. The demand was so high. And
will you see what happens after a news talk radio interview?
So the yoga teacher training went out the window, and every minute was here. And we've been incredibly lucky with the journey that we've had, because the approach that we have is to come at it from the customer's point of view. So we know that everyone who comes through the door has worked really hard to make the money that they've made, and they're choosing to come here. So it's like every time we dish up something or bake a cake or make a coffee, it's actually got so much attention and care going into it. And that has been the process with the food the whole way through.
Kevin, can I ask you about the second site? How did that come about, and what has it meant to the overall business?
Well, it came about because we thought we were out of here, you know, and we were like, we better pivot here. We better get something going. So we're not on our arse, and everything we've worked for is gone, you know. So Zoe found, was it just before COVID, was it? Zoe found a small vape shop and contacted them on Instagram, and they put us on to the landlord, and we started doing a bit of a deal there. It was a tiny little premises, you know, a little small sliver over there. And I just buried myself into that, did absolutely everything in there, kind of disappeared for 8 months, where Zoe was over here running this place 7 days a week. Opened that up with a huge boom, and it was amazing. And then the roadworks along Clontarf happened then a few weeks later, and then that was a real struggle for another 6 or 7 months, right, until that was finished. But we've been welcomed with open arms over in Dublin Tree. Like, all the locals absolutely love it. We love all the locals, and it's like, I think the suburbs are the next real spot for for really good quality food and coffee. So many people are working from home.
Yeah. I suppose I want to ask about Notions, because again, you're talking to an old dog here who's made all the mistakes. But I really admire the fact that you've decided to embrace the evening food culture and provide a very different offer to what you do so successfully during the day. And you seem to be managing to make it work. And I think this is absolutely incredible. So maybe you might just tell us how that is working and what are the challenges around it.
Well, we're in the same location as the cafe, so it has to change from a cafe to a restaurant in the space of an hour and a half. So that is our first challenge, is like one team closing down, another team starting in the same space. So that was one of the challenges. But we have an amazing team and they work together really well. But essentially, the atmosphere of the daytime carries over into the evening. So I think one of the things that we are known for is actually how much we care about what we do and how much we care about the people that come through the door. And that welcome that you get during the day then transfers over into the evening. And then also that emphasis on quality as well. So everything that we put on the menu in the evening is incredibly good. So we do like a 6-course tasting menu. So it's a no FOMO menu.
I thought that was a good concept, no FOMO. So did you get to taste everything? Absolutely. And you haven't missed out?
Absolutely. So our head chef, James, came up with that. And it's just a really lovely way to enjoy the menu. And people are really getting a buzz off it.
Well, listen, it's, I don't know, it's 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. The place is gangbusters. I'm afraid to go in. There's so many people. Keep doing what you're doing, Kevin and Zoe. Thanks for welcoming me here to the Two Pub Speciality Coffee Shop. Good luck with Notions. It sounds like a great idea, and I'll have to come in some evening and try it. I'm wishing you both ongoing success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr, sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk, conversation that counts.